Time, 12 o'clock. The 491st Corn Belt Farm Hour is on the air. This familiar theme ushers in another in our long series of Corn Belt Farm Hours. Highlighting today's activities in Iowa is the Dairy Cattle Congress in Waterloo. And, as we might well expect, our farm editors Herb Klambeck and Bill Diamond and our engineers are on hand for the show. Each year, we originate our Corn Belt Hour at the Dairy Show, and this is no exception. For a report on activities, we take you to the huge Dairy Cattle Congress Hippodrome and Herb Klambeck. Come in, Herb.
And here we are, up at the Waterloo Dairy Cattle Congress, one of the greatest shows of the entire nation. And what a privilege it is to be up here in the Hippodrome again to see this full-fledged post-war dairy show. Right at the moment, if we may take a few moments to describe the picture here as we see it, we're facing the large Hippodrome in which we're located on one of the sides. And to the left of us, a large class of Holstein heifers is now being placed by the judge. Across from where we are standing, the brown Swiss groups are being lined up. Still farther to the right, we see the Guernsey group now being lined up as one of the final features in the Guernsey judging. And beyond that, the Ayrshire cattle are in the ring, just finishing up their class, and close to us, the milking shorthorns and the Jersey. These are all brought here by Iowa's outstanding 4-H Dairy Club members. Altogether, some 305 of the very finest dairy heifers in this state on display here before this admiring crowd of people in the Hippodrome at the Dairy Cattle Congress. A lot of proud mothers and dads and neighbors and some uncles and aunts and a few granddads, too, are here looking on and cheering as the youngsters are being given their awards. But let's have a word now from the man who has been more responsible than anyone else for this great show here, Mr. Ed Estill, manager of the Waterloo Dairy Cattle Congress.
Thank you, Herb. This, the 34th Dairy Cattle Congress, and the first after the war period, is the largest in all departments of any exposition we have ever held. We have more than 1,500 cattle. We have about 300 head of Belgian and saddle horses here. And in addition, we have all of the other departments which go to make it not only a spectacular exposition, but one that carries a great deal of educational value in the hundreds of exhibits scattered about in the various buildings and on the ground. We have here today a typical dairy cattle congress attendance, 80% of which is composed of the good, solid dairy farmers and livestock breeders from all parts of the Central West. It is indeed a pleasure for me to represent the board of directors and to say that we welcome all of the visitors, and we hope that those listening who have not yet attended the show will come and see it.
Thank you, Ed Estill. We join with you in the hope that just as many people as possibly can will come to this great dairy show. The 4-H exhibit here today is just one part of this grand exposition. And now at this moment, the activity is continuing in the ring. I see Bill Diamond is down there sort of getting ready to take over when we send the program down to him. I see right before us a little bit of a fella, probably no more than 10 years old, number 22. He was showing a big Jersey heifer, three times as big as himself. Right now, that young man, Leonard Smolek of Tama County, has taken over the big heifer that he showed as one of the Blue Ribbon exhibits earlier this morning. And farther away, that fine exposition of Guernsey groups and Brown Swiss groups and Milking Shorthorn groups. Oh, there's so much here. But this hasn't just been an Iowa show. It's been much more than that. The Interstate 4-H Dairy Judging Contest was held here yesterday, and it's my pleasure now to call on the team that took the national honors. And it certainly is a pleasure to call first upon one of the coaches of that team, a man who is familiar to a great many of our WHO listeners because he's been on WHO programs before. He is Floyd Arnold, former Iowa Extension dairyman, and now the head of the dairy extension work in the state of Maryland. Floyd brought a team of four boys to participate in the interstate event, and when all of the results were tabulated last night, it was Floyd's team that had won. Congratulations to you, Floyd Arnold. You must feel mighty, mighty thrilled about your boys winning the national championship.
Yes, indeed, Herb, but of course we've got some real boys, and the credit's entirely up due to them.
Well, that's typical of you, Mr. Arnold, to pass the credit on to someone else, but we know that they had the real leadership of you, along with Mr. Brad Jones, who was here with you, working with those boys. Just a word from you, Floyd, about coming back here to Iowa. That must be a thrill right in itself.
It was the biggest thrill that I could have had this year. I was afraid I was going to miss the Dairy Cattle Congress for the first time since I started attending in 1924. But good luck was with me because they asked me to work with the boys who had won the state contest in Maryland and then bring them out to Iowa, and of course that's the reason I'm here.
And you've seen a great many, many friends of the good old days back here in Iowa.
Every one of them I've had a chance to say hello to, and it's a real treat.
It surely would be. How about dairying in Maryland, Floyd?
Well, of course, Herb, dairying in Maryland is the principal and by far the leading agricultural enterprise. You see, we're close to Washington and Baltimore and Philadelphia, and there the demand for milk is tremendous. In fact, we can't begin to supply the demand, and dairying is very, very important in that area.
So you are right at home back there in Maryland. I want to talk to one or two of your boys. Floyd, is James Galbraith here?
Yes,
Jimmy, you were one of the boys on this champion team. How do you like it here in Iowa? Are we treating you all right?
Yes, sir. It's a great place.
It's a great place, and you boys made a wonderful record. Been a nice trip, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Jimmy, I wonder if we could have a word from Richard Holter. Is he here? Okay. Richard Holter was second high in the national competition. Dick, you sort of lost out to that little girl from Oklahoma. How do you explain that?
I can't explain it, that's all. He does better, I guess.
Neither can any of the rest of us. Well, in any case, Richard, we understand that you are a well-qualified dairy judge. You've been a winner in one of the classes at the Maryland State Fair. What division were you winner in this year?
Runner in senior heifer calves.
And that's fine. Now we want to hear from the alternate on this team. Alan Hill, a brother of Buddy Hill, another one of the members. Alan, they tell me that you're going to go to a football game this afternoon to sort of top off your stay in Iowa. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We want to go to Iowa State College at Ames and to see a football game.
Well, we want you to go there, and we certainly hope you'll enjoy it. Have you enjoyed your stay?
Plenty.
Good. All right. Thanks to you, Floyd Arnold, and to your fine boys here from Maryland, and congratulations again. Now, quickly, I think Bill Diamond is about ready to take over, but while he is getting set, I'm going to read the results in the first classes judged this morning. That was in the two-year-old section. In the Ayrshire division, blue ribbons to Don Funk of Blackhawk County, Leland Stephenson of Mitchell County, and Maynard Lang of Poweshiek County. In that connection, we must explain that this year, a new system is being tried here at the Dairy Cattle Congress in which the placings are by group, blue ribbon, red ribbon, and white ribbon group. In the Brown Swiss division, the blue ribbon in the two-year-old class went to Bob Cobbler of Wapello County, with the reds going to Fred Cobbler of the same county, Virginia Martin of Hardin County, Dwayne Halverson of Tama, and Dwayne Huber of Winnesheek. In the Guernsey division, the two-year-old classes were won by Lewis Reese and Garland Hopper. Lewis Reese of Prescott, Garland Hopper of Toledo, each winning a blue ribbon. Reds in that class went to Leroy Woodruff of Indianola and George Dannon of Melbourne. In the Holstein division, Blue Ribbon Awards went to Bob Walters of Waterloo, Elmer Paper of Stockton, and Irving Halstead of Story County. That was in the two-year-old Holstein class. And right now, there's another big Holstein class out here in the ring, and we'll hear results of that just a little later. In the Jersey section, early today, the two-year-old classes were won by Robert Massey of Nashua and Joan Armin of Des Moines, each winning a blue ribbon, with Ronald Petrak of Alburnett, Robert Massey of Nashua, Louise Hoover of Oskaloosa, Lyon Brothers of Toledo, and Randall Minert of Davenport taking red ribbons in that two-year-old Jersey class. In the milking shorthorn division, Clayton County scored the first in the opening class, Maurice and Stanley Meyer of McGregor winning blues along with Beverly McKee of Warren County. In the red ribbon division for the milking shorthorn two-year-olds, Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County, Milton Leach of Fayette, and Wayne McKee of Warren County. And now, Bill Diamond is ready to take over down there in the ring, and we'll let him go right ahead. Okay, Bill Diamond.
All right, Herb, we're down here in the milking shorthorn department. There's a lot of attention being focused on the milking shorthorn class in the ring at the present moment because it's for the championship of the 1946 Iowa 4-H Exposition. In the ring right now, Paul Mitchell. I see Paul out there working over this class, the first prize heifer calf, the first prize yearling, and the first prize two-year-old. Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County has two entries in this class for the championship, and Stanley Meyer of Clayton County is in there with a beautiful roan heifer competing for this championship award. And now I see that our judge, Paul Mitchell, has just made the nod. They're just presenting the ribbons out here to the championship, and it looks like it's going to the Northeast Iowa entry of Stanley Meyer from Clayton County. He's the winner of the championship out here, and if I can pull in our judge, Paul Mitchell, to step over here and make a comment about the championship in the milking shorthorn division. Pretty nice heifer there, Paul.
Yes, it is, Bill, and it's very close between these two entries. Rosemary Barnes' heifer is slightly the smoothest, but the Meyer heifer has produced two calves, being only a year older than the other heifer, and in milking shorthorns, we're looking for utility as well as beauty, and that's the deciding factor.
All right, and I think perhaps you folks heard the applause in the background as the championship ribbon was awarded to Stanley Meyer of McGregor and the reserve championship to Rosemary Barnes of Mahaska County. We have with us a special announcement to be made at this time by the Milking Shorthorn Society people. I'm going to call on Bill Hardy, secretary of the National Milking Shorthorn Association, to call in one of the exhibitors out here. This exhibitor doesn't know it. Bill's waving to her now, and she's coming into the microphone with her heifer. Looks kind of surprised, Bill. Probably wonders what's going on. What is going on now?
Well, this is just what's going on, Bill. This is really a pleasant duty I have to perform here for outstanding achievement and our 4-H club work. We have this time a lady heading the list. This young lady has not only done outstanding work in or showing, but she's a breeder in her own right, having been in 4-H work for 4 years and has calves of her own that she bred herself here showing at this show. So it is indeed an honor and pleasure for me to present to Miss Beverly McKee of Carlisle, Iowa, the gold watch presented or offered by the Iowa Milking Shorthorn Society for outstanding achievement during 1946. The champion 4-H milking 4-H milking shorthorn member, Beverly McKee.
Thanks a lot. I can really be proud of this.
Well, I know you will, Beverly. I know that was a distinct surprise to you. The championships are not announced until the completion of judging in the respective classes, and I see that in the Brown Swiss division we have an award to be made there. And if I can slip over here to the side and catch Paul Brash, field secretary of the Iowa State Dairy Association, he has an award that's going to be a surprise to some young man here in the ring, I believe. Paul, this is the Milking Shorthorn champion club member for 1946. Who's the boy that wins the prize?
The young man that wins the championship as the champion Brown Swiss member for 1946 is a little fellow by the name of Stanley Van Auken from Keokuk County. Stanley, it's a great deal of pleasure that I present you this fine gold watch on behalf of the Iowa Brown Swiss Breeders Association. Congratulations, Stanley.
And thanks to you, Paul Brash, and congratulations, Stanley Van Auken. Say, that's a beautiful watch there, isn't it? Would you say a word to the folks back home, maybe listening in, just found out you're going to win this?
I don't know what to say, but I'm awful glad to get it.
I know you are, and you're just going to do all right. And now, that about winds things up here. I want to send her back to Herb up in the Hippodrome.
Here we are, Bill. And I think we're going to have just about as much fun as you did down there. We're going to talk right now about the WHO display here at the Dairy Cattle Congress, a display of which we're all very proud. For the third successive year, it's WHO's privilege to sponsor a display featuring Iowa's champion Dairy Club members. This year, the champion is Maynard Lang, 20-year-old Powashik County farm youth, son of Mr. and Mrs. Howie Lang, whose family numbers, in addition to Maynard, two daughters older than he and three other sons, Merle, Jack, and Little Larry. Maynard has certainly proved himself to be a real champion. Earlier this week, he was high man of all Iowa 4-H dairy judges. Yesterday, he placed third high in the national contest, and this morning his entries were among the blue ribbon winners. We'll hear from Maynard Lang presently, but before we do, just a word about the display. It's located in barn number 4, the Ayrshire barn, just a few steps from the Hippodrome. It extends some 60 feet in length and is enhanced by a canopy of green and white bunting, the 4-H colors, along with branches of cedar trees. Centerpiece is a large trophy case in which Maynard's many silver-loving cups, a plaque given by WHO, pen and pencil desk set, wristwatches, and other prizes are to be seen. Above the trophy case and the placard telling that Maynard is the state champion dairy member is another placard, a larger one, lettered Radio Station WHO Presents Iowa's Champion Dairy Club Member. Feature of the show, of course, are those 18 purebred Ayrshires, one of them a tiny calf added to the herd just this week, and all of them clean, well-groomed, and nicely displayed. Above the cattle's heads are their names, such as Iowa Air Choice Nancy and Iowa Air Douglas Donna, and just under the canopy, placards explaining Maynard's record, state champion showman, national 4-H delegate, state record book winner, vice president of the Iowa 4-H Boys, and many other achievements. It's a wonderful display, admired by tens of thousands of Dairy Cattle Congress winners. We're proud to have sponsored so fine a young farmer here at the Dairy Cattle Show, and Bill Diamond is about ready now. I see he's collared Maynard down there. Maynard has just finished showing in the Ayrshire classes. It looks as though Jack and Larry are going to be with him, too. So we're going to swing down there to Bill Diamond with the state champion dairy club member, Maynard Lang.
Okay, Urban, we're down here with a group of people. We finally got our way across the arena, and I run on to the Lang folks. I want our folks to, on the air, to know them just a little bit better. I'm so happy that you pointed out about the WHO exhibit. It's truly a wonderful exhibit, due in great extent to the cooperation we received from the Lang family. We have three members of the family here at the present time. There's Dad, Howie Lang, and Maynard, and the young brother, Larry Lang, who's following in the footsteps of some of the older brothers. I want to talk first to Howie Lang, who must be pretty proud of this family of boys that he has down there. How many boys you got, Howie?
I have four boys.
Any girls?
Two girls.
And all of them have been in club work at some time or another. And Larry here, he's bringing up the... he's following along with the rest, but he's the last one right now, isn't he?
He sure looks like it.
Yeah, well, he was really not the last one in a lot of these classes out here today. Young Larry, what have you got there in that briefcase you're carrying? Let's open that up. Would you open that up? Unsnap that. Oh, how old are you?
11.
11 years old, and you want a shaving kit out here. What are you going to do with that?
Wait until I get old enough to shave.
Oh, I see. Larry won that for being the champion showman, and it's no small honor to win the showmanship contest out here, but I do believe, and I'm going to ask Howie Lang to verify this, that at one time or another during the past, probably 8 or 10 years, Howie, all of your boys have won this Ayrshire showmanship, haven't they?
That's right. Larry's the last one. All four.
There's going to be a lot of 4-H kids over the state of Iowa that'll be happy to see that he won that, and the competition won't be so tough in another year. Well, I think that we should have a word from Maynard Lang. Maynard, it's been swell working with you out here on this WHO exhibit. You're to be congratulated for having that splendid string of cattle and congratulated on your record. I'm wondering if you just have a word you might say to the radio audience about being Iowa's champion 4-H dairy member. It's no small job to come through with the kind of work you have. Would you say a word?
I'm kind of sorry to leave 4-H work, but it's certainly been wonderful to win all these trips, to meet all the kids that I have, and to go to the Club Congress and National Club Camp, Bill.
Well, Maynard, I know you're going to live up in the future to the expectations that we have of you. And now I want to send it back to Herb Flambeck again.
All right, Bill, and only long enough to get you over to the next class you have in mind working with. Meanwhile, here are the names of some more of the winners in some of the various breeds. In the Ayrshire division, in the class of heifers 1 year old and under two, Blue Ribbons to Leland Stephenson of Riceville, Maynard Lang of Brooklyn, and Don Funk of Waterloo. In the class for Holsteins, those senior yearlings, 18 months and under two, Blue Ribbons went to Arnold Jewell of Waverly, Roger Gerlach of St. Ansgar, Horace Lance of Callender, Earl Ulrich of Davenport, Fred Jansen of Davenport, and Carlton Ream of Postville. And then in the Jersey section for those classes, 1 year and under two, the Blue Ribbon Awards to Robert Massey of Nashua, Gary Arman of Des Moines, Robert Massey of Nashua Gun, Leon Smolek of Toledo, and Louise Hoover of Oskaloosa. Then in the Milking Shorthorn division for the class 1 year and under two, the Blue Ribbon Awards, five of them, went to Maurice Meyer of McGregor. That ought to make our Gene Meyer sort of happy. Rosemary Barnes of Oskaloosa, Harold Miller of Janesville, Wayne McKee of Indianola, and Beverly McKee of Carlisle. Then in the Guernsey class, the winners in the Guernsey calf division were Margie Meyer of McGregor. That sounds a little like that Gene Meyer's sister. Alfred Pullen of Waterloo had a blue ribbon in that division, and so did Don Hotchkiss of Ames. And in the Brown Swiss division, in the heifer class, 1 year and under two, blue ribbon awards to Bernard Monson of Gowrie, Raymond Heineman of Haverhill, and Fred Cobbler of Ottumwa. Now, we have some additional results, but I think Bill Diamond is ready. He says he's all set to go. So, Bill, you take it for about 3 minutes, and then we'll have some more results here, including some champions.
Okay, Herb, thanks a lot. We're back out here in the ring, this time over on the Jersey side. And out here is the secretary of the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club, Herb Hoover. A former 4-H club member in Iowa, he's made an outstanding record in club work. He's going right along now in farming activities. Herb, you know, was one of the Iowa champion 4-H dairy club members and was the center of attraction in the WHO exhibit back in 1945. Wasn't that right, Herb?
That's right.
Now you're out here as secretary of the State Breed Association and doing a commendable job out here in helping Paul Brash and Jerry Lineweaver and all the rest of the workers conduct this great show. Of special interest right now are the folks gathered around us here in a big circle are looking at a baby Jersey heifer calf. A beautiful little thing, and I believe that heifer calf is going to be awarded to some fortunate boy in a very short time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call on Herb Hoover right now to tell us the significance of these two gentlemen that we have here beside us, Herb, and the calf which stands between them. Herb, what's the deal?
Thank you, Bill. Each year, the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club sponsors a contest for the champion Jersey Club member in Iowa. And each year, one of our members presents a calf to the champion club member. This year, a former 4-H boy that's still in club work is presenting the calf to the champion this year. I present to you Bob Massey.
Okay, Herb Hoover and Bob Massey, step up here to the microphone, Bob. You were the Iowa Champion Jersey Club member not so many years ago. When was that?
1944.
Bob Massey was selected as Iowa's Champion 4-H Jersey Club member. He received a registered heifer calf, I believe, from the Iowa Jersey Cattle Club. Isn't that right?
That's right, and presented by the Meredith Jersey Farm.
Of Des Moines. And now this year, Bob Massey, the former champion, is doing something that I think is quite splendid. He is giving this registered Jersey heifer calf to the 1946 Iowa Champion Jersey Club member. Tell us a little bit about this heifer, Bob. How old is she?
Well, this heifer is approximately 5.5 months old, and she's out of a two-year-old heifer out of a design herd sire, which we purchased several years ago in the South.
All right, and the winner of this heifer is none other than that well-known Pima County 4-H Club boy, Durward. It's not Durward. It's Joe. No, they call him Joe, but it's really Gaylord Lyon. Gaylord, step up here and take a hold of the halter on this heifer here while the photographers snap a few pictures around here, and the two boys are shaking hands there. Can I have just a word from you, Gaylord? Congratulations to you. It's nice to win this honor, isn't it?
Yes, thank you, Bill.
What are you going to do with this heifer? Take her home and maybe come back and beat some of the other competition next year?
Well, I hope to if I'm still in 4-H work.
Oh, well, congratulations to you on your winning. We hope to see you back here again another year. I just have a moment here. I want to slip over to Floyd Greenberg of the Isle of the National Jersey Cattle Club.
Going to make it Guernsey, Bill.
Guernsey, what's the matter with me here? We're talking so much about jerseys here that I just wanted to continue talking about them. The American Guernsey Cattle Club's representative is Floyd Greenberg. And Floyd has an announcement to make about the champion Guernsey Club member for Iowa. Floyd, who is it?
That's right, Bill. The champion 4-H Guernsey Club member for the whole state of Iowa is Robert Esser from Milford, Iowa.
That's way up in northwest Iowa.
Northwest Iowa, and he is awarded a 17-jewel Bulova watch by the Iowa State Guernsey Breeders Association.
I know he'll be glad to hear that over the radio. We hope he's listening in. And now I want to send it back again to Herb Flambeck.
Okay, Bill Diamond, thanks a lot. And to Harry Hahn and Whitey Moore of Davenport who are helping you down there. Now I want to present a man who's back for the Dairy Cattle Congress from a long, long way. He's Burns Byron, County Extension Director in Pima County. Back in the saddle again here in Iowa after a year's leave of absence, serving as Director of 4-H Club Work on the Hawaiian Islands. Burns, how long have you been back?
Just about 3 weeks.
That makes it just a year, doesn't it?
That's right. I got back a year to the day when I left.
You didn't stay any longer than you had to, then. Burns, we have some 305 dairy heifers in the ring here, every one a dandy. You ever see anything like this when you were over there in Hawaii as the director of 4-H Club Works on that island?
They just don't have anything like this over there, and that's what they need, Herb. More boys and girls with livestock. They might have a good orchid show, though. I had a lot of 4-H Club members that could show some good orchids, but it isn't often that I have the privilege of having a champion Jersey boy from Iowa, and I just watched a first prize Holstein walk out of here and a first prize Guernsey group, so I might be a little bit nervous on this day.
I can see how you would be. Tama County's been doing all right. You didn't bring us an orchid along, did you?
No, but I might send and get you one.
Fine. All right. Now we have about a minute and a half left. Here's Elwood Maybon, a Bronze Star winner in service, who's been over in the Brown Swiss class. Tell us who the boy was who won that champion honor in that section.
The champion boy, Herb, that won in the Brown Swiss was a Stringer boy from Anamosa, Iowa.
And who did your group declare as the champion Brown Swiss showman?
Stanley Van Auken from North English, Iowa, was champion boy, and he received the gold watch from the Iowa State Brown Swiss Association.
Fine. Elwood, nice to have you again. Glad to have you back. And now quickly, the winners in the various sections. Kenneth Streeper of Anamosa, Iowa, had the champion heifer in the Brown Swiss division. The champion Guernsey, shown by Lewis Reese of Prescott. The champion milking Shorthorn was shown by Stanley Meyer of McGregor, Iowa. In the Guernsey class, or rather the Jersey classes, it was Bob Nassy of Nashua. And the hope signs, of course, have not yet been finished up, so we can't give any additional results on that. But in the Ayrshire class, the grand champion heifer was shown by Leland Stephenson of Riceville. It's been a real thrill to be up here at the Dairy Cattle Congress. Now we're going to return you back to our studios in Des Moines.
And so we bring to a close another Corn Belt Farm Hour. Today's program came to you from the Dairy Cattle Congress grounds in Waterloo. Be on hand next Saturday at this same time when Herb and Bill will have another Corn Belt program of interest to farm folks in the Corn Belt. We'll be right back. This is the 50,000-watt voice of the Middle West, WHO Des Moines.